You're listening to Dr. Dinosaur with Matt Milner on 91.3 KXE. I.
We go faster than the shooting stars.
And we watched the loop and we thought with the heart.
And I choked on all the promise of the artist there.
Saw the haunts explode, it was monsters there.
And you only see what you wanna see. You only see what you wanna see.
I'll be who I wanna be.
I think there took much more than a game to me.
More than a game to me.
And after all this time, it's a game to me. It's a game to me. You said I think too much, but I'm alone without my thoughts.
No matter where I go, I'll be okay, I know.
For summer, we fall faster than the shooting stars.
We watch the movie, we fought with the heart.
And I choked on all the promise of the August air.
I saw the heart you broke, it's a bunch of repair.
And you only see what you wanna see. You only see what you wanna see.
I'll be who I wanna be.
I think you took much more than you gave to me. More than you gave to me. And after all this time, it's forget to me. It's forget to me. You said I think too much while I'm alone without my thoughts.
No matter where I go, I'll be okay, I know.
I know what I'm after,
but I said what I will just to make it come faster. After too much and the love that I get for free, it's a renewal and me, I'll be who I want.
Yeah,
I know what I want. I know what I'm after, but I said what I will just to make it come faster. After too much and the love that I get for free, it's a renewal and me, I'll be who I want to be.
I think you took much more than you gave to me, more than you gave to me. And after all this time, it's against the man, it's against the man.
No matter where I go, I'll be okay, I know.
This next song is, I'm giving a shout out, the one of many tonight, to Malarkey. He's probably listening somewhere.
Malarkey, number one, shout out.
Number one.
Number one.
Here we go, count it off.
Well, the moon waits for the stars, and I don't need your phone call.
for letters to say. I know we were something. Oh God, we were something. And I'll always know. I look on the stars. I know we were something. Oh God, we were something. And I'll always know that my love was real. So tell me we're something. You know we were something. And I'll always know that my love was real. So tell me we're something. You know we were something. And I'll always know that my love was real.
This is an old song. It's called Jesse.
Glug. I'll drink you over there.
Jessie's got my number, but she never really calls. She's got me stuck inside a moment that means nothing at all, and it's true. It's just a matter of taste. I'll be hanging from these moments of a second they say.
Jessie,
Jessie.
Jesse,
you have me in your heart. You have me in your mind. Oh, oh.
Jesse,
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 you have me in your heart. You have me in your mind. Oh, oh. Jesse's got me thinking that a kiss is just a kiss, and if her love is such a gamble, I'll never take the risk. It's true. It's just a matter of taste. I'll be hanging from these moments to the second.
Jesse,
Jesse,
you have me in your heart, you have me in your mind. Oh,
Jesse,
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 you have me in your heart, you have me in your mind. Oh, oh.
Jesse,
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 she's got my number.
Jesse,
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 she's got my number.
Jesse,
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 she's got my number.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Dr. Dinosaur. Woo! Thank you for joining us tonight, Woo! Dr. Dinosaur.
Woo, I just hit puberty. I just hit puberty in the middle of that song.
He did, yeah. So, in the interest of full disclosure, I have a lot of my friends on Locals Only, but this is the most shameless nepotism that we've had so far over the past 6 months. So why don't we start off with introductions, and that'll become clear.
My name's Tim Milner. I play guitar and I sing.
Hi, I'm Ray Bear. I just hit puberty, which is weird because I'm my last name is Milner and I'm their father. So it's just really awkward for me right now.
Hi, I'm Logan Milner. I'm
no relation actually.
No relation at all. I play bass and I'm also their father.
My name's Jimmy and I'm adopted. I play drums.
All right. So we have a sort of an interesting shared history together, seeing as I was with you a long time ago when you started. But why don't you talk about the history of the band, because it has changed a bit over the years.
Well, we started the band pretty much just to go on tour. There was another band that had planned a bit of a tour, and Logan was going to drive them and
Walrus.
Walrus X, and they canceled their tour, and we decided to start a band to go on their tour, and it was me, Tim, and my brother Matt, and our fathers, Ray and Logan and Ryan Keone Preble, and we used to be all acoustic, and a year later we made the switch to sounding more like this.
So when you originally started, the fact that all three of you are writing songs, was that a practical choice at the outset, or did you make a sort of conscious decision that you wanted to have the type of band that had shared vocalists and shared songwriters?
I'll field this one. I didn't really listen to the entire question because I thought Tim was gonna end it. But yeah, when we started the band, we all had other bands we were in, and we all wrote songs for those bands. And just because of the time constraint, we didn't really have time to write originals. So originally, we were a cover band, a karaoke band, if you will. And then over time, when we wanted to get serious, we started to write songs separately and together. Is that good?
Yeah, that works. So do you think that over the course of the last few years, a sort of cohesive Dr. Dinosaur song has emerged? Do you still think you're kind of a three-headed monster?
Oh, yeah, we're a monster. We're a monster, all right. You know, we try to add our folk roots into our new songs. And when I say we, I mean Ray does that. And then Tim writes, like, really, you know, radio pop songs. And then I don't know what I do, and Jimbo plays drums. So, you know, we're still a monster.
All right. Mm-hmm. And how would you say your touring past affected the development of the band? Do you think that you've been influenced by the types of shows that you were playing on tour, the types of bands you were playing with?
Yeah, I think we've been pretty heavily influenced by the tours that we've been on. We've toured, I think, over 70-something out of Tucson dates now. We've gone as far as Maine. And we've made a lot of really great friends in the Midwest pop punk scene and met some really great people out there. And I think a lot of that has influenced our songs and our lives.
So if that first tour you'd been playing with a lot of prog bands, do you think Dr. Dinosaur would be a prog band at this point?
If it were, Tim wouldn't be in it.
I think Logan and I will answer this one more. We don't need to hear Tim anymore.
You go ahead and start.
Well, I thought we were going to do it at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm going to start right after you.
Well, we do listen to a lot of prog bands on tour.
I don't listen to prog.
Most of the time, we play exclusively
to... I'm more
to
of a Fraggle
Pink
Rock
Floyd light shows, laser shows.
Listening kind of guy.
Nerd rock, folk rock,
Jimbo,
like kraut rock.
Anything you want to add?
No,
he says no.
Well, you're seeing the three-headed monster on display right here. I think this is the first time we've had everybody answering at the same time, so it's perfect. You guys also, though, have you've been playing more local shows lately, some good local shows in the last month or so. I know you have a good one coming up this week. So what's on the agenda for this week?
Well, so there's a record label out of Bloomington, Indiana called Planet X Records. And what we do is we go on tour and meet all those bands and convince them to come to our town and pretend like we're on that label. So that's what's going on this week. Three Planet X bands and us are playing a show that we booked and set up and added all three Planet X bands to. So the bands are Paul Barabo, who's an awesome singer-songwriter out of Bloomington. Street Eaters, who are a punk rock duo, and I haven't seen them yet, so I'm pretty excited. And then locals, Ramshackle Glory, who's a pretty new addition to Tucson, also on Planet X. And then us, not Planet X, but if anybody asks, yes, we are Planet X, and that all of our albums have been released on that. And yeah, it's at Scrappy's on October 19th.
Excellent. And we will we'll talk more a little bit later about some of the other things that you and Ray are involved in, some things that the other guys are involved in. You're all pretty active in this community. But before we get started with more music, tell us a little bit about the new record as well.
We put out a new CD this summer. It's called You're the Dubs. It's got 10 songs on it. We recorded it in LA with our friend Tim O'Sullivan. And we tried to kind of capture some of the early 90s pop punk sound of bands like Smoking Popes, give it a bit of a raw-ish sound, and I think it sounds pretty good, and it's available at our shows and online through Sidejar Records.
And you can get it on Bandcamp. Again, that's You're the Dubs. And shout outs to our friend Dubs and Allison and Shane and Bobby K and everybody at the compound.
Bobby K?
You said like a hip hop guy. That's what you said. I'm using people's names as if I was
Bobby,
a hip hop guy.
All right, that's enough Bobby of that. We'll get back to music and put an end to all this. So we've got lots more music from Dr. Dinosaur tonight. Again, you're listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
To feel something, you were calling us 6 years ago, hanging out on the wall and scrap each other. You remember, you remember, you remember, you remember now that your dreams are love, but if the scene is dead, I'll be working with the buried. If the scene is dead, I'll be cruising cemetery. If the scene is dead, I'll be killing, I'll be killing, I'll be killing. I'll be killing all the living. You remember when we met 6 years ago, hanging up on the wall of the scrappy show. You remember. To feel alone. Are you never ready to give it up? Are you ready to simply give it up? You remember, you remember, you remember, you remember now. Oh, now our dreams are love. But if the scene is dead, I'll be working with the buried. If the scene is dead, I'll be cruising cemeteries. If the scene is dead, I'll be killing, I'll be killing, I'll be killing. I'll be killing all the living. Cinderella, don't get too blue. I know that work is hard. I'm coming for you. And I said,
we can go out on the town. Put on your dress and take my hand. As long as you understand.
Just don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
If I trust me, I'm lonely with or without you. Don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
If I love you, I'm lonely with or without you.
Cinderella, let's take our time, but don't you make a wish that goes back to not in-
ask me. Don't ask me if I trust you. I'm lonely with or without you. I'm not writing fairy tales. I'm writing plenty dreadful. I don't think I'll be alright in the end.
Well, sugar sauce, that was good.
The song's brand new.
It's by brand new.
The song is brand new.
The song is by brand new.
It is then.
No?
A little faster.
Faster?
The winter cold jacket advances, and when you leave me to my own devices, well, every feeling that I feel is a crisis. I'll pick out everyone I know that can know me, and everything I'd rather say is a guilty. But when you leave me to my own devices, well, every feeling that I feel is a crisis. Yeah. I lost it all. But I hardly see her anymore. There's a better me,
better me.
But I don't think ever met before. There's a
better you,
but I hardly see her anymore. There's a
better me,
but I don't think ever met
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Dr. Dinosaur. Thanks again for joining us tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, seeing as the others are tuning, this one's for Logan. You guys are a very proudly DIY band. You are a very proudly DIY booker. Tell me why you think DIY is important. What is its role in the Tucson music community?
You mean like pride, like seven deadly sins kind of pride? Because yes, that's what we do. We are as strictly as we can be an all ages band, so we don't like playing bars. We don't like doing that. Like, it's not necessarily because of alcohol, though two of us just don't drink because that's our thing. But it's just because we prefer to be at a show where people are enjoying themselves despite, you know, like, I mean, it's, and you know, out of just enjoying themselves to be at a show instead of being the social aspect or the drinking aspect or whatever. So that's kind of our thing. And so we like to play house shows. We like to play, you know, all ages venues and places like that. We don't like the idea of, you know, people not being able to go to a show.
All ages, no stages. See.
All ages, no stages, no set lists, no guest lists. And so, yeah, we you know, on tour, we're kind of play both because we can't, since we're a strictly DIY band. We don't do booking agents or anything. So when we're on tour, we play bars if we can't get another show or if it's a good show that we got on and stuff like that. But if it were up to us entirely, we'd be pretty into the DIY ethic.
So you've been booking shows in Tucson, DIY shows, for a long time now. How did you first get involved in that, Logan?
I went on tour with a band and all the shows were awful, and it was because I didn't know what I was doing, and also nobody who helped me out actually helped me out. So I wanted to be that person who would actually help people out in Tucson. So I started booking shows for touring bands and adding locals to it, and through this thing I started called Low Gun Booking. And that's just, you know, been something I've been doing for a long time. It's let me meet tons of people. I've had, you know, two or three bands a week on my floor. I've met people from Germany or the Dominican Republic or, like, all sorts of places just by being that involved in the booking shows here. And so it all started just by doing it. Nobody said I couldn't, so I did it.
And you and Ray are going on tour with one of the bands that you met through Low Gun Booking. So tell us a bit about that.
I'll field this one. I wasn't really listening to the question because I thought Logan was going to answer it, but I'm going to go for it again. Yeah, we're leaving. We're heading to Austin to meet up with this band, Gash Cat, they're a fuzz rock band. They call themselves a fuzz rock band.
Louisiana.
From Louisiana, but they just moved to Austin and will be gone for about 40 days-ish. We'll be coming back through at the end of November and then heading back out towards Austin for the end of the tour. So we'll be gone for Thanksgiving and my birthday and Jimbo's birthday and these two rascals' birthdays. That's so, about it.
So is this the first time that you guys have gone on tour with a non-Tucson band, sort of as ringers?
Tim, you want to field this one?
Yes.
Yep, he's right.
Yeah. Well, did you anticipate that this will be a sort of continuing engagement, or you guys see yourselves as mercenaries for the next month or so? Asking the hard
like killers
questions tonight.
For hire?
Yeah.
Well, we're always killers for hire. You're not leaving this room.
That hasn't changed.
So if people want to hire you for contract killings and the like, do you have a way to reach you online? Do you guys have a Facebook or anything like that?
Twitter.
Only Twitter.
And Formspring, so it's anonymous.
Well, would Tim like to answer the question honestly?
We do. Dr. Dinosaur does have a Facebook.
So how do people find that?
You got to go on MySpace first and then search for our MySpace. And then there's a link to our Facebook on our MySpace.
That is actually true, I imagine. The MySpace still exists. I don't know what's going to happen to all those banned MySpace pages.
I don't know what anybody means.
But, yeah.
I'm on it all the time.
Yeah. So you also... you're involved in a festival that I'm also involved in with you guys as well in the spring that you're gearing up for now. So I don't know, Tim or Logan, if one of you wants to talk about the Brutal Sun Fest.
Oh, cool. I mean, yeah. So Brutal Sun Fest is a festival that we started because we want cool stuff to happen in Tucson, specifically inspired by a festival that happens in Lexington, Kentucky. Shout out to Anthony. Called Crucial Fun Fest. So ours is Brutal Sun Fest because we're not allowed to have fun. So it's 40-50 bands playing in March 9th through 10th, and it's all DIY, all awesome bands, all ages, and very cheap. It's $15 to see 50 bands, and somehow we can pay the bands, and somehow they keep coming back. It's
and
incredible.
There's no sponsors.
Truth.
Excellent. So what are some of the bands that you've booked so far for that?
Well, Cuckoo Chaos, they just played at Plush a little bit ago. That was really fun. And then we're having some repeats, like our friend's band Chicken Little. They're a duo from...
Pint Size.
pint-sized duo from Tennessee with, you know, acoustic guitar, accordion, violin, etc.
In the past, we've had Andrew Jackson Jihad, Peach Cake, The Wild, etc.
Oh, who else have we had? We had Logan Green, The Bricks. We had Real Phony. Dr. Dinosaur was on that. Weird.
Twice.
Twice. And AIDS Free was on there as well. They played their last show, so it's a big star-studded event.
Yep. And before we wrap up the set, you guys are also involved in a few other new local projects. Do you want to plug those at all?
Yeah, I just started a thing called No Children.
It's a No Babies cover
band.
Look up the band No Babies.
Yeah, look them up. It sounds exactly the same. I pretty much just always loved Billy Bragg for a long time, and I like his aesthetics and his ideals and the way he plays shows, and I kind of wanted to pay tribute in that respect while being mildly original. So I started doing that. I've only played one show, and it's cool, so hopefully that works out. I don't know. Tim, you got anything to say?
I was in a band for 4.5 years that just ended a couple weeks ago called Real Phony, so I'm starting a new project with my brother.
And Logan, you've got a couple new things in the works.
Yeah, double shout out to Dubs in my new band Tumbleweed and Jackalope, which will never, ever, ever be on locals only on KXCI. We refuse. We are a strictly camp radio local band. So I just want to make sure that that's very clear. We will not support KXCI by being on the show. Only camp radio. So, but as far as any other project, like my other new band, Logan Green and the Players, we will be on the show, hopefully, at some point.
And what's Logan Green and the Players exactly?
Well, myself and the Dr. Dinosaur drummer, Jimbo, who doesn't have a microphone, he's playing guitar. I'm playing the vocals. Bobby K is playing, he's strictly playing bass, and a drummer named Ted as well. And we're pop rock.
Chad.
That's it. Period. Done.
All right. So you've been listening to Dr. Dinosaur make a mockery of live radio for the last half an hour. They've got a couple more songs for us tonight. I want to thank them again for joining us. If you want to hear this performance again for some reason, you can hear it on a podcast. Go to the KXCI website, kxci.org. All of our performances are uploaded as podcasts. We've had a lot of great bands on in the last few weeks, so check that out. And don't forget that next week we've got Lenguas Largas live in Studio 2A. And don't forget that Saturday at the Rialto, we've got the Luz de Vida benefit compilation release show. So lots of great stuff coming up in the next week. And here is Dr. Dinosaur for a couple more songs.
I must say before I play this song that you have to be thankful that we didn't curse at all. It's really hard.
Yet.
It's really hard.
Thanks,
big
brother.
We got potty mouths, so I just...
And shout out to the Rodriguez family.
Hi, Rodriguez.
Liam,
Ruben and Liam, and Bree, and all of them. Ruben. You were born in 1919 in Manhattan long ago. It seems like an eternity now that I'm old enough to know. Through the years that you did play and play your banjo right and true, your words would come to haunt me and you. I was born 50 years later, a little late to have a son, they'd say. You taught me love through music, oh, you even taught me how to play. But now that I am 16 and hanging out in a different scene, the music that you taught me ain't me. I'm getting drunk with Henry Rollins while Ian McKay shakes his head. HR teaches me how to sing while Mike Ness shows me how to dress. Believe me when I tell you, Dad, that I love you all the same. Punk rock is driving me insane. I said punk rock is driving me insane.
Shout out to Mama Milner.
Oh, yeah, Mom Milner. Why didn't your brother remind us? Oh, it's because he's not here anymore.
Your old banjo for a brand new six-string guitar. If my nose, I will grab your clothes. I even stole my mother's car. That old clock says I've had enough of it. I'm tired of playing games. No more if you sing along to punk rock the brain. I've been drunk with Henry Rollins. But in the head, shake his head. And the dark, he teaches me how to sing while my head's closing out of dress. Believe me when I tell you, child, that I love you all the same. Punk rock, it drives me insane. Punk rock, it drives me insane.
I can see you on the corner on a Saturday night. Your gray eyes glow in the diner lights. Cold young face, how it lingers. If you would only say one thing to me, tell you about this town and the way I see. Got a tank of gas and the rest of our lives, dear. I would wait for you. I would wait for you.
As long as I have to.
Baby!